Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's on us. Alert the pit. Let's get it.
It's 9 o'clock.
It's time for more 92.9 The Game Tonight as we get you caught up with all things Atlanta sports and beyond.
On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Hour number three in the final hour of the program tonight. We will be taking more of your calls to wrap up the show. So if you didn't get a chance to chime in on our topic du jour, topic of the day, it is pretty simple. What is the most important piece for the Atlanta Falcons on offense in 2024? We had a ton of great, the phone calls were awesome tonight. On point, fire, un fuego, whatever terminology you want to use. Great phone calls tonight. And we had a lot of different answers. So what I did was, I've tallied all of the results. And at the end of the show, I'm going to post them on Twitter. And the overwhelming majority of you guys and gals said, an offensive lineman is actually the most important piece for the Falcons on offense in 2024. Not Kirk Cousins, not Drake London, not Bijan, an offensive lineman. So here's the results so far. Caleb McGarry got 2 votes. Drew Dahlman got 2 votes. The entire offensive line got a vote. Michael Penix 1. Zach Robinson 2. So if you want to say a coach, that's fine with me. Kirk Cousins 2. Pitts 2. One of those is mine, by the way. Algier, Robinson, London, and Darnell Mooney even got a vote. So we're going to take calls to wrap up the show in about a half hour from now. So if you didn't get in, give us a shout at 404-726-0929 or hit me up on Twitter if you can't get to the phone at C Thomas Radio, or the text line is 404-726-0929 as well. All right, before we get to our PM power rankings, and that is if you haven't caught those before, 2 top 5 lists. This topic created by our buddy Abe Gordon. 2 top 5 lists. 1 sports and 1 non-sports top 5 list. And the categories that I've gone with today are, as I do every time, are always based on something going on in the world of sports as well as in the world of media. So for today, top 5 future faces of sports leagues. We're watching guys like Anthony Edwards and SGA break out in the NBA. So I want to know, just like Sam and Greg say on their show, who's got next? Who's got next in sports? We also talked about Paul Skeens coming up for the Pittsburgh Pirates this weekend. So a lot of young talent coming up in sports. Then top 5 convenient store snacks. And I say this with a heavy heart because my favorite place to grab on my way home, for those of you who don't know, I live a stone's throw away from the radio station on Peachtree Street. I walk to work every single day. It was the best decision I ever made coming to Georgia. It was either get a car and go OTP or don't have a car and stay ITP. And let me tell you, I made the right choice. Between the amount of money I saved and, most importantly, the damn traffic I have not had to endure on a day-in, day-out basis has probably improved my daily life more than anything else here in Atlanta. But the QT that was on Peachtree Street, that I literally, if not once a day, once every other day would stop in to grab a soda or a snack or gum or whatever. It was just the perfect little spot on my walk to and from work. They have shuttered their doors. So in honor of them and everything they've done for me over the last 3 years, we're going to do top five convenience store snacks. But before we get to that, Dom, something happened to me yesterday.
Talk to me.
And it freaked me out, like legitimately. And people have joked around for a couple of years now that your phones are listening to you and they're watching you.
Yeah.
And then they're converting what you say and what you do into targeted ads and things on your phone and selling your data to Facebook and all these other places. And like, I've seen glimpses of that before on my phone, but never like what happened to me yesterday. So, or on Tuesday rather. So on Tuesday, we were at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw doing the broadcast ahead of Atlanta United. And our buddy Tinker, big time listener and caller and participator in Dukes and Bell, came to hang out. And he and Jersey Mike have a similar interest shared in death metal music. Like the stuff that is unintelligible when it comes to the screaming. It just sounds like pig noises. And like, I like metal music, but I don't like that type of metal.
Right, that's even
too hardcore for me. So they have a shared bond over that. And he mentioned to Jersey Mike to listen to a band that's called Mushroom Head. I've never heard of them. I assume that they were whatever, just one of those types of bands. So on the way home, he put on a song by Mushroom Head to listen to him and check him out. Whatever, I put on my headphones and was listening to a podcast because, again, not really my thing.
Right.
But at the same time, he was listening to Mushroom Head. The next morning, I wake up, and I'm doing my daily internet scroll to catch up on the night's events, and I hop on my Facebook page, and I'm scrolling, and what do I see but an ad for Mushroom Head and their concert? And I thought, you have got to be blanking kidding me. I have never heard of Mushroom Head before that. I had never listen to Mushroom Head before that. I had never been recommended Mushroom Head on my Spotify before that. So, Dom, as far as I'm concerned, that is undeniable proof that the phones are taking in our surroundings, spitting them back out to different people and different advertisers. Because I literally have the proof on my phone. Yes. I have never heard of the band before Tuesday. And then on Wednesday morning, they were a pop-up ad on my Facebook page. How the F do you explain that?
Mm-hmm. They're listening, man. Big brother. Always there.
It's out of control. Like, now I'm 1,000% in on this conspiracy. Because, like I said before, like, it's been little things. Like, you know, I'll be in a, like, a, I'm a big Kohl's, much like our boy Kirk, I'm a big Kohl's guy.
Right.
I even have a Kohl's credit card. So I'll get advertisements for stuff anytime Kohl's has a big sale going on, like, and I may not have even looked it up, but I get that. I have a Kohl's credit card.
Right.
They have my email. They have my phone number. All right, fine. This, I literally, on my grandmother's grave, I have never heard of Mushroom Head before this. And you're telling me, after a conversation about them and then playing a song by them in the car, that it's now front and center on my Facebook page? I mean,
that's all we needed, yeah.
Wow.
We're interested.
Holy cow. All right, I am now going to be thinking twice about everything I say going forward because it can clearly come back on you. All right, let's do some PM Power Rankings.
It's time for the PM Power Rankings on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
All right, I always give our producer first dibs here. You want to go sports or non-sports first?
Let's go with the sports one first.
Okay, so I'll go first and then you go. We'll do this fairly quickly because I spent a lot of time bloviating about Mushroom Head.
Hey, listen, it makes sense. It was important stuff we were talking about.
I know. All right, number five, top five future faces of the league. I'm going to stay right here in Atlanta, Bijan Robinson. This time next year, we're going to be calling him the best running back in football.
I'm not mad at that take. And you know what? It's funny because I was like the face of the league. I didn't want to put a football player on here because I was like, I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the face of the league. He's going to be there for a while. But that's a very good answer, Bijan. It's a great answer, actually.
You have a number five?
My number five. I went with the guy who's making his first debut, Paul Skeens.
Yeah.
I put him there at five. I think that's appropriate. I think that's solid for him. We'll see what he
and becomes. And he has, like, the media part of it, too.
Exactly.
Because he's a badass, and he's dating Livy Dunn, which doesn't hurt.
Doesn't hurt, yeah.
They already posted pictures. We're here in Pittsburgh. Like, so he's going to be the man. Number four for me, sticking to baseball. Catcher for the Baltimore Orioles. Looks the part, plays the part. He is an absolute stud. Adley Rutschman, I think, is going to become one of the faces of baseball this time next year. He is so good in that team. He is sort of the backbone of that franchise.
Right. All right. Well, next up on my list, I went with basketball. Actually, the rest of this list is basketball, but it's going to be a couple different areas.
Sure.
I went with men's college basketball. The number four young man who will be going to Duke next year is Cooper Flagg. I am very, very, very big on him. I am very heavy on the Bulls tank for Cooper Flagg train.
Okay.
All of it. I think that young man is going
to
be
stunned. We'll send in DeMar over here to the Hawks so stop torturing them.
If that's what we got to do.
All right, my number three guy who will be starting for the Washington Commanders, my favorite player coming out of the draft, Jaden Daniels. This guy's going to be a freaking stud, and the Falcons are going to rue the day they didn't try to trade up and get him.
I agree. I like Jaden Daniels a lot. I think he's going to be very good. Interested to see how that works out for him in Washington. My number three is one college basketball. We're sticking there, but we're going to the women's side.
Okay.
We're going with the young lady out there at USC, Miss
Juju
Watkins,
who
I think
Juju
is going to absolutely set the world on fire.
Didn't they get, like, two huge transfers recently, too, to come play with her?
Yeah,
they're going to be great.
As a freshman leading USC as far as she did, I think the sky is the limit for her.
My number two, this is an easy one. He's having his breakout season as we speak. Ant-Man, number two, the UGA product.
Funny enough, Ant-Man is number two on my list
well. There you go.
Ant-Man, like I said, he's having his coming out party right now in this postseason. Absolutely taking it to the Denver Nuggets. They have no answer for him.
My number one's a little bit controversial because he's not new in the league. I actually didn't realize he's been playing for as long as he has. But his past three seasons are Gretzky-like in terms of everything he does on the ice.
Okay.
That's Connor McDavid.
Mm.
This guy's going to be like a top 10, top 5 player. If he doesn't get hurt and stays on the points and goals and assists track he's on, I mean, this guy is freaking incredible. I'm not even a huge hockey guy, but I know how good he is.
I'm not even a huge hockey guy. I'm even familiar with the name. The name that we are all familiar, though, is number one on my list, and that is one Caitlin Clark. She goes to the WNBA, and immediately they can charter flights now. She's literally changing everything for them. She is the face of the WNBA. She is going to be the face, not just in women's basketball, but a face in basketball in America, point blank, period.
Great call. I believe the Dream are playing them right now, if I'm not mistaken.
Could be preseason game.
Yeah, I think they're having a preseason game tonight. All right, top five convenience store snacks. Again, Chris Thomas with you till 10 at the top of the hour, hanging out with you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tonight we are doing our PM Power Rankings top five sports and non-sports category. We just got done with sports, the top five future faces of the league. Now we're doing top five convenience store snacks. My number five, I got a bag of them in the fridge right now, pickle chips. Love them.
Nice.
And there's no calories too.
Yes, absolutely. Pickle is on my list, but it's not pickle chips. We'll get to that later. At number five, I went with the good old traditional slushy. The slushy that you get from a gas station.
It
can't beat it. It's amazing. You get the big, whether you want to call it the Slurpee, whether you get the big Q at Q-tip, whatever you want to call it, it's amazing every time.
Only problem is for me this time of year, if I get one, it's melted by the time I get home.
Yeah,
exactly. I have to drink it really fast. All right, number four, definitely not the healthiest, but that's not what this list is about. And some of you are going to say I'm gross, but give me a little blue cheese dipping sauce and give me buffalo chicken rollers.
Buffalo chicken rollers are good. They are very good. I'm not mad at that at all. I am a big fan of gas station food, all right? Absolutely go for it. Do it, all right? Especially down here in a place like where you have Quick Trip and they have like literally like kitchens in the gas station, by all means. For number four is something that you actually put me onto that has become an addiction of mine. And that is the gummy Skittles that you can get.
Oh yeah.
You had half a bag that you let me finish one day, and I've not gone back since.
Yeah, they're incredible.
they're great.
That kind of leads into my number three, which is peach rings.
Mm,
those are incredible too.
Yes.
That was a staple in like middle school and early high school when Me and my buddies would walk home and we'd go hang out after school. We'd stop and we'd get a Mountain Dew Code Red and a thing of peach rings.
Peach rings, very good.
And that's why we all have weight issues today.
My number three is a fairly new item, but another one that has me in a chokehold, and that is the Reese's, but with the big cup and the caramel.
I haven't tried that.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a sucker for anything with caramel in it. You throw just the big cup. It's literally the giant cup size, but they just fill it with caramel inside, too. It's amazing.
My number two, funny enough, also in the Reese's family, but the Reese's Fast Break. Perfect on the go. It has everything you want. And I just, the way that they put up the, you know, divide all the different flavors inside of it, really well done. I don't like it as much as a traditional Reese's cup, but when you're in a pinch, the Fast Break is really good.
Fast Break is not bad at all. My number two, I mentioned pickles earlier. I am a big spicy pickle guy.
Okay.
So I love the literally like just gas station, big old pickle in a pouch. I go and grab that thing every time. That's
I also would put brown mustard and hot sauce on a pickle.
Not mad at it either.
Yeah. My number one, again, this goes back to my high school days. Forever the best bargain in all of potato chips. These bags are so full and they're so good. Don't even look at the calorie count because it's almost half a day's worth of stuff in the bag that costs like $1.50. The barbecue Frito twists.
Yes, that is a very, very, very good option. I love that. They probably my favorite, not just flavor of Frito, but like one of the best chips ever made all time.
And it's just, I don't know why, but they give you so many in
yes,
the, like
it's always
you
full.
Get a bag of a different kind of chips and like literally 4/5 of the bag is just
exactly,
air.
Yeah.
This is like packed to the brim.
Absolutely. My number one, I did go in the kind of chip snack family. However, I am a full-fledged addict for the Flamin' Hot Popcorn. Chester's has their Flamin' Hot Popcorn. If I see a bag, I'm going to buy it. It doesn't matter where I am. It doesn't matter how many bags I already have. If I see a bag, I have to buy one.
I am also a puffy over crunchy Cheeto guy.
Yes, same. Yeah. So I like Cheeto Puffs.
I
more
like
than I do
crunchy,
traditional
but
Cheetos.
I like
yes.
puffy
Absolutely.
Over that.
All
for right,
sure.
That is RPM Power Rankings for tonight. If you want to contribute, hit us up at 404-726-0929. That is the text line, or hit me up on Twitter at C Thomas Radio. When we get back, let's really dive into these Braves. What's going on? I'll get not one, not two, not three, not four, but five true or false questions to answer about the state of the Atlanta Braves. Again, record's good. Sale was awesome last night. Some people want to say Kelnick's been good. You can have that one if you want, but let's really see what's going on with these Braves as they get ready to take on the Mets tomorrow. That's next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Things are heating up as the sun goes down.
This is 92.9 The Game Tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll close out the show with your calls at 404-726-0929. The topic of the day is simple. Who is the most important player on offense or coach for the 2024 Atlanta Falcons? We took a ton of phone calls in hour number one, and we'll close out the show doing just that. I have the updated list I'll share with you because, yes, I took track and wrote down every single call that we got, who was voted for, and one particular person or group is leading the way by a mile. Don, before we get to five Braves true and false questions, I haven't been able to keep track with what happened in this game because I've been hosting a radio show, but what the hell happened? Boston is down by 25 points. Yeah. They are exiting the TD Garden. This game was tied last time I was, like, locked in on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've been, like, loosely keeping an eye on it, too. I'm not exactly sure. This feels like one of the games that, like, have kind of been status quo for the Celtics, where, like, they just kind of go through the motions and just like, eh. We'll probably pass
on this one. I mean, is Porzingis that important?
I don't even think it's that, because, like, that's the thing with the Celtics. Like, the Celtics, if they want, when the Celtics play to the best of their ability, there's no one in the league that can stay on the court with them. It's just a matter of, like, do you all feel like putting in 100% effort tonight? And it very clearly looks like they didn't.
I don't know about Missoula, man. He doesn't seem to be able to push the right buttons with these guys.
Yeah, he can't get the consistency out of them. That's why regardless of what happened behind closed doors, them firing Ime Udoka is going to really haunt them because they should have a ring right now.
And that dude made the Rockets, like, semi-relevant this year, which was an incredible job. All right, yeah, I mean, it's 116-90 right now with under 3 minutes, and scrubs are in, starters are out. And, we'll see what happens over the weekend in Game 3. Interesting. Okay, let's figure out what's really going on with these Braves with true or false questions.
It's time for five true or false questions on the other side of the glass. Which teams in the ATL will thrive? Which teams will make you scratch your head? On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Okay, so we've got a couple true or false questions here. First things first. Marcelo Ozuna has been on a tear as of recently.
He's to say the least.
Very, very, very good season. My true or false statement, Marcelo Ozuna from the Braves will actually lead all Brave players in MVP votes this year.
Hmm. Well, before I answer true or false, is that a good thing or not if he does? Because
if he keeps playing like
my instant reaction is to say that's not a good thing because of the other guys that are team. Like Matt Olson, Austin Riley, Ronald Acuna Jr., Sean Murphy. Like, one of those guys should be an MVP candidate. Even though Murph has missed a lot of time, but he is one of the best catchers in baseball. I mean, yikes. I think that's really more, I'm going to say true because he's built up such a hearty lead for it already, and the other guys are underperforming so mightily. But again, I don't know if I like
true,
that.
True, but you don't necessarily want it to
like
be
it.
The case.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why we're doing these exercises, talking about the Braves, like, really trying to get to the bottom of it. Like, what's the deal? Are they actually struggling, or are they just really good and going through some weird bumps and bruises?
Yeah. It's a weird place to be in right now because you know the potential for the team, you see the talent, and it's not quite coming all together right now for some reason. Next question, or next statement. True or false? Chris Sale is playing well enough to replace Spencer Strider. Just with his injury. He's filling that role well enough.
I'm going to say it's half true. Because the other half of the equation is it's not just him.
Fair,
it's him and it's Lopez. The combination of those two is making up for Strider. Again, I cop to it. I did not think Chris Sale had that start in him that he had last night. We'll see if he can replicate it. But the one good sign for him is that he's been getting steadily better and going deeper into games. So between him, if he and Ronaldo Lopez don't turn back into pumpkins, I think they'll be okay. But if even one of them does, you better be sniffing around some pitchers at the trade deadline. I think they should anyway, but definitely if one of them starts to struggle.
Sniffing around for pitchers at the trade deadline. I feel like that's a common occurrence. I feel like we talk about that pretty often.
Yeah, man. But again, the ultimate irony is what's been the downfall of the last two seasons? Postseason hitting, not pitching.
Funny enough.
Which is, it's just bizarre.
Speaking of hitting, true or false, it's time for the Braves to be worried about their lack of home runs. Currently, they sit tied at 18th. With only, I believe, 36 on the season?
Yeah. Again, this goes to what you think about Marcelo Zuna, Austin Riley, Ronald Acuna, Austin Riley, and Matt Olson. If you think eventually they're going to play up to the back of their baseball cards, then no. But we're now going on close to 40 games played.
If I would have told you,
season?
Yeah, if I would have told you almost 40 games into the season, the Braves would have less than 40 home runs, you would have looked at me like I was crazy.
I mean, between Riley, Acuna, and Olson, is it 10 between them? I don't think so.
No.
I mean, what does Riley have, 3 or 4?
Yeah, I was going to say
Acuna has
1,
and Olson has 3, I think. So I think it might be 10 or close to it. So I'm going to say false just because I'm going to just appease everybody and say that they're going to play up to the back of their baseball cards eventually and get it going. And, you know, this time in July, everything will be okay.
All right. Well, here, how about this? I'll shoot you some bail and I'll give you a question where you can be very optimistic.
Okay.
True or false, the Braves currently sit at 2nd in the division. True or false, the Braves will be no lower than 2nd for the rest of the season.
Oh, man, if that happens, then bye-bye, Snit. No extension for Acuna. No extension for Albies, because that will be one of the biggest collapses in baseball history. Because this team is, you know, they shouldn't even be in second place right now.
They shouldn't.
If we're being honest.
Well, like I said, I'm not saying that they will finish the season there, but I'm saying at no point during this season will they fall below 2.
Oh, no, they won't. Unless the Mets go on some kind of, if the Mets sweep them, then I think right now the Braves are 4 games up on the Mets.
But
so if the Braves sweep them or take 2 out of 3, and then the Braves drop 2 out of 3 in their next series.
You're right there.
Yikes. That's a little too close for comfort.
True or false?
I'm going to say true, but.
True, okay. We'll keep it positive.
Man, like that's. And again, that wouldn't. That doesn't mean the sky is falling. That doesn't mean they'll never get back up on it. But at the same time, like, it's not even implausible at this point based on the way that they've played lately.
Exactly. And I think that that's a position that no one would have thought we would be in at the start of the season. Last question here. True or false, the Dodgers have the Braves number?
I mean, after what we saw, it's hard to argue that they don't have the Braves number, but are you asking right now or are you asking
in general? As in, like, it would be an issue if they were to face off in the postseason.
Well, no, then false, because we've seen them do it multiple times, overcome them in the playoffs. But this year in particular, it feels like the gap is as wide as it's ever been between the Dodgers and the Braves. The Dodgers, I mean, listen, there's only so much you can do when the team spends $1 billion. What are you supposed to
do? It's a little rough. Yeah.
Like, the Braves are an A. The Dodgers are an A++. Like, there's like what are you supposed to do? Like when you're throwing Walker Buehler, Yamamoto, you know, Gavin Stone, like guys that you've never even heard of, Tyler Glasnow and James Paxton are playing like it's 2015 again. I mean, that's just a rotation. And then they have, you know, their top three right now is doing what the Braves' top three should be doing.
Yeah.
Freddie's doing his thing, hitting 300. Mookie Betts is your runaway MVP. Otani is the best DH the game has ever seen, and he's not even pitching. It's tough. I'm going to say false, but this year I definitely not confident in a Braves-Dodgers right now.
Not confident. Okay.
Right now.
That's fair.
But
that's
we'll
safe.
See. We'll see where the die is cast come September, October.
We got a little bit of extra time. I'll throw one quick one in here for you. True or false, Ronald Acuña, even with a slow start, is still sitting at second in stolen bases. True or false, Ronald Acuña will lead the MLB in stolen bases for the second year in a row.
I don't want him to. I think he's doing more of that now to compensate for his lack of other production. I don't want him stealing 50 bases a year. Because like every time you steal a base, the odds for injury just keep going up.
Yeah.
Because it just takes one stupid little clip of the second baseman's shoe, and then you're out for 4 to 6 weeks with a broken finger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need that from him. Like, in order for this team to be successful, you don't need Ronald Acuña stealing 50 bases. Right now you do, because he's not hitting, and neither are Olsen and Riley.
Yeah.
But, again, I don't want that to become a staple of his game. If he gives me 25 steals a year, perfectly fine with that. Because he needs to, like, you cannot do this again without him. It was a bleeping miracle by Alex Anthopoulos. They were able to do that in 2021. You reconstructed the entire outfield. That's not something you're going to do again. It's just not. All right, great job by Dom all night long. Let's finish up the show with you on the phones at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The question is simple. Who is the most important piece for the Hawks on offense? Or excuse me, for the Hawks. Oh, my goodness. For the Falcons on offense in 2024. Again, who is the most important piece on offense for the Falcons in 2024? I've been keeping track of the phone calls all night long. We have a ton of results. Very, very interesting who's leading the way. Your calls are next at 404-726-0929. If it's a player, if it's a coach, I'm cool with that. You tell me. Again, who is the most important piece for the Falcons on offense in 2024? Finishing up the show with you next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Odyssey app.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's go get it, baby. Let's go do it. Come on.
Sports doesn't stop at night, and neither do we.
Let's get the show going, man.
This is 92.9 The Game tonight on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Last chance for romance here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Chris Thomas with you for another 12 or 13 minutes or so to wrap up the evening here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Had a great discussion to lead off the show. Took a bunch of calls tonight. So if you didn't get a chance to chime in, you got about 10 minutes left to do so at 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The question of the night is simple. Who is the most important piece for the Atlanta Falcons on offense this season? You have every option on the table, including coaches, because we got a couple votes for Zach Robinson as well. Here's how it breaks down right now. And at the end of the show, I'm going to post the results on my Twitter. Hit me up at C Thomas Radio. As of right now, Caleb McGarry got two votes. Drew Dolman got two votes. The entire offensive line got a vote. Michael Penix got one. Zach Robinson, two. Cousins, two. Pitts, two. That's where my vote went. And then Algier, Bijan, Drake, and even Darnell Mooney got one vote apiece. So as you can see, there is a wide varying of opinion about who is the most important piece for the Falcons on offense in 2024. So if you want to chime in on Twitter, again, at C Thomas Radio, or hit us up on the phones at 404-726-0929 to get your vote in before we close up shop here in 10 minutes. And I think it's just been an interesting night to see. Listen, Kirk Cousins is obviously, again, the easy answer because quarterback rules everything. It is the most important position in all of sports. But my argument was, if you missed it at the beginning of the show, it's that if Kirk Cousins goes down, Michael Penix Jr., we better trust Terry and Raheem to have gotten it right, that he'll be able to come in and at least keep the ship going in the way that Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heinicke couldn't last year. To at least come in and be able to make the simple plays and allow the Falcons offense to do what it needs to do. He doesn't need to be the ultimate playmaker, but just be a guy that's able to come in, hand the ball off to Bijan and Tyler, make the easy throws to Pitts in the middle of the field, and then maybe set up a deep shot here or there to guys like Drake London and Darnell Mooney. So for me, Kirk Cousins is not the answer. For me, it's Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is the guy that opens up the entire offense for the Atlanta Falcons. He's the guy that if he's going, somebody, again, I said this in the first hour, Drake London or Darnell or Bijan, one of those guys is going to get single coverage, maybe multiple, and then it's off to the races, right? You get a little slip screen to Bijan. We saw the one play he had last year that got all the highlights. He's going to be able to do a lot more of that kind of stuff if Kyle Pitts is a threat in the middle of the field and deep down the field as well. So that's why I think it's Kyle Pitts, and it's not necessarily Kirk Cousins, although, of course, that is the easy answer. And then the offensive line. I'm kind of surprised that that's where it went, the overwhelming majority of the votes, but at the same time, I'm not. Because, again, Kirk Cousins is not a mobile guy. He's not a guy that's going to be out there, you know, scrambling and making extra plays on the ground. No. He's going 5 and 7 step drop, 1, 2, get him out. And that's going to be the game plan for Kirk Cousins. So he is basically a statue back there. So the offensive line is going to need to be damn good. And I think they're decent, but at the same time, I think they might have been a little overrated. Especially Caleb McGarry in this offense is going to have to pass block, and I just don't know if he's up to it. All right, I see we got a bunch of calls coming in, so let's get them in before we end the show here. Let's squeeze in as many as we can. We'll start with Ron in Canton. Ron, go ahead.
Hey, Kirk Cousins is the only answer. I mean, if it's not Kirk Cousins, then ultimately – The move to sign Kirk Cousins in the offseason is a complete whiff on Terry Fontenot's part. If you honestly believe that Michael Penix isn't that far removed from the quality of quarterback play you're going to get with Kirk Cousins, there's no excuse to go and waste $100 million in guaranteed money.
Well, Ron, I don't think it's that. I think it's just that they believe that Michael Penix can come in and just operate the offense at a basic level. I don't think it's going to be dynamic plays. It's just going to be, again, can he hand off the ball to Bijan Robinson and make the easy throws that can keep the offense going and let the playmakers do what they need to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think it ultimately comes down to what's your expectation for the team. If your expectation for the team is to go, you know, 9-8 or 9-7 this year, then sure, maybe that's a decent answer. But if if your expectation is like most fans in Atlanta that you want to see them at least win one playoff round this year, holding it together at the quarterback position isn't going to give you that. Like you need a high caliber starting quarterback, and unless if you think Michael Penix is that, then you shouldn't assign Kirk Cousins.
Ron, I got to let you go just because we got a full bank of calls and only a couple minutes left. That I agree with you on, but that's not the question. I agree that if you think Michael Penix is the dude, don't sign Kirk Cousins in the first place, and you have a $45 million extra dollars this season to go spend on edge and corner and safety and wide receiver. So that part I agree with you. That's not it. That's not the question. The question is, if Kirk Cousins does go down, the reason I say he's not the single most important piece is because I think that they think that Michael Penix can come in and be a steadying force and not let the whole thing collapse around them like what happened with Ritter and Heinicke last year. I think that's what they think. Doesn't matter what I think. You know what I think the Falcons should have done. 404-726-0929. But nevertheless, that is another vote for L. Kirk. Kirk O'Chains. Chris in the ATL, you're up next.
Yo, Turtle, what's going on?
What up, man?
Man, I just I heard somebody, they got a vote for Algier. That's the guy I need. I need him to go over like 1,200 yards. You know, I need him to get his touches. You know, Bijan, he's going to get his catches or whatever. But I'm going to go another route. I need the special teams to step it up a little bit.
Yeah, they were not good last year. You're not wrong.
My fan favorite, Young Way Cool. I need him to, you know, he's going to pull some stunts for this year.
All right, I appreciate the phone call, man. 404-726-0929. The special teams, yes, they definitely need to step it up. I was a little surprised that Marquise Williams was not a part of the shuffling, just because I thought if you were addressing, you know, everything as a whole, that could have been an area that needed to be significantly upgraded. But at the same time, I don't think it could be anywhere close to the top of the list. That needs to be a tertiary thing, not the main thing. But I do agree with your Tyler Algier take. Appreciate the call, Chris. Let's go to DJ in Villa Rica. DJ.
Yes, sir. With all these high potent pieces we got on the offense, it's got to be Zach Robinson making the play calls and Kirk Cousins following through with the play calls, because this offense has been fluttering under Arthur Smith and the demise that he brought in to the Falcons. So our offense has to go to another level with our offensive coordinator and our quarterback working hand in hand. If that goes, then the Falcons can actually go wherever they would want to with this offense and the defense. I think we could go far.
Yeah, DJ, good call. I appreciate it, man. And a couple of different people have said that. I think that was our third vote tonight for Zach Robinson. And look, Zach Robinson has no small feat ahead of him. That's a dude that's being thrust into the fire, and you're counting on him to make a lot of people around him better as the play caller and fix an offense that, quite frankly, for the last couple of seasons has been broken. And that's not a small thing. You can't just expect him to go in there and become the next, like, Sean Payton type guy in season one. He's, you know, that would be great. But if that's your expectation, I don't know if that's fair or not. Let's go to James in College Park. James.
How you doing, sir?
What's up, James?
Hey, I agree with you, man. I think the offensive line is pretty much what the Falcons need to stabilize their offense. We need some dogs like Mike Frelick, Mike Ken, and Jamie Dukes. We need some dogs on that line. We need some guys that don't care about putting your face in the dirt. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you, but it's unfortunate. I mean? They didn't
we gotta
take
open up.
James, they didn't take any guys in the draft. That's the problem. They didn't take any offensive linemen in the draft. So we're rolling with what we got.
I know. But I'm just hoping that from the draft that they had from the previous year, that McGarry and those other guys, they lose the Wonder Bread smile,
right,
and start coming with some. Hey, I'm finna put you on your back. I'm finna say hello to you in another way. You know what I mean,
James? Like, great call. I appreciate it, man. That's what they're gonna have to do if they're gonna want to operate this offense the way that they need to. All right, one more. Hardy, you get last word tonight. Who are you voting for?
Hey, man, I was chiming in about the Marquise Williams thing of the special teams, because under the new rules of the, that they have, is you got to have somebody back there that's going to do the kickoff and the punt return.
Right.
But I'm going to I'm gonna go another route. I'm going to say whoever the no-name slot receiver is, we need a Wes Welker-type, Edelman-type wide receiver at the slot, because if they double coverage the deep threats, and as well as they cover pitch, we got to have somebody that's willing to go across in that slant route, not afraid to take a hit and catch that ball.
Yeah, you're right. I appreciate the phone call, Hardy. Good way to close it out. I think that could be Darnell. What's up, Darnell? I think that could be Darnell Mooney, because he's a guy that, you know, if Pitts is going deep on a play and Drake is going deep on a play, it could be either Bijan or it could be Darnell Mooney is the guy that's closing it out in the middle of the field. So I think Darnell could be a big impact player there. All right, again, great job on the phones tonight. Let me give you our final tally. 2 votes for Caleb McGarry. 2 votes for Drew Dahlman. The entire offensive line gets 2 votes. Michael Penix, 1. Zach Robinson and Kirk Cousins, 3. Pitts and Algier, 2. Bijan, Drake, and Darnell, 1 apiece. Very interesting. Spread out pretty evenly, but again, the offensive line is where it's at. It's where it's been at, and it's where it will be at all night long. I'm going to post these results on my Twitter at CThomasRadio. And you guys can take a look and comment about what you heard tonight. That'll do it for this edition of 92.9 The Game tonight. Big thanks to Dom C filling in. Again, Dom, you may be here for the long haul, baby, because if our guy Oren is on this murder trial.
You know, he's
– yeah.
He might be the determining vote, too.
Yeah, so giddy up. It might be me and you and Abe on some of these weeknight shows here coming
Let's do it, man.
The next couple weeks. Great job, and thanks to Joe Patrick and Danny Vietti as well. All right, I will catch you guys tomorrow on Dukes and Bell. I'm filling in for Carl as he gets a little vacay, and then I'm back with you on Saturday as well. So plenty more of this discussion coming up. You've been listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and, of course, on the Odyssey app.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.